from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Local media reports from Belgium say police have detained 25-year-old Najim Lachoui, a suspect in Tuesday's bombings in Brussels, in which at least 34 people were killed. Reports say Lachoui was arrested in the Brussels area's municipality of Anderlecht and had been sought by police even for the Brussels bombings. The other two bombers have been identified by media reports as brothers, Khalid and Brahim Al-Barqui, ages 27 and 30. The Belgian government, however, has not yet confirmed that information. Meanwhile, the Brussels airport has announced that it will remain closed to passenger flights for at least another day, right up until the start of the busy Easter weekend. Airport officials said they would have to cancel some 600 flights each on Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, the explosions in the Belgian capital happened within a few kilometers of the area that's home to NATO and the EU. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama, who was in Havana, said he would do whatever was necessary to help Belgium. Later, he spoke by phone with the Belgian prime minister. At least 9 Americans were among the wounded, including one Air Force service member. Mr. Obama has ordered flags lowered at half-staff on U.S. government buildings. You can read more on World Reaction at voanews.com. The U.N. envoy to Libya has complained that the Tripoli-based government won't let him land in the country's capital. Martin Kobler said in a Twitter posting on Wednesday that he had to cancel another flight to Tripoli because of it. He says that he just wanted to help pave the way to peace and that the United Nations must be given access to the Libyan capital. This is VOA News.